News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106. Well, 2 years ago, he would have been one of our own citizens returning back, but for electoral reasons, he decided to shelve the Irish passport. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is going to be making an official visit to Ireland this week in what will be the first bilateral visit by a Canadian Prime Minister in nearly a decade. Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent, is with us this morning. Sean, he is very significant in the sort of the coalition of the willing that he is trying to develop among countries offended by or shunned by America in recent times. Is that what this visit is going to be about?
Yeah, partly. I mean, he's conducting sort of a three-part visit. First, he's going to France. He's meeting Emmanuel Macron. Then he's coming back here to talk to the Taoiseach, but also trace his own roots a little bit. And then on to the G7, which is back in France. And certainly part of that is about, as you say, this sort of alternative worldview, I guess. I mean, Mark Carney has been one of the strongest voices on the international stage. One very, very famous speech he gave a couple of months ago, basically saying America is no longer a reliable partner, and the world and its former allies — you didn't quite say former allies, I suppose, because they are still allies, but even if America doesn't treat us like allies all the time — need to coalesce and come up with an alternative axis, if you like, on trade, on AI, and a whole bunch of other things. And certainly the Taoiseach and the government here is more than willing to hop on that bandwagon. There's been several attempts to have a big, massive trade mission of ministers over to Canada. It didn't quite materialise in October when it was first planned. It was then cancelled in April because of the fuel protests, when about a third of the cabinet were due to travel to Canada that particular week, and it is planned for perhaps later in the year. But in the interim, Mark Carney coming to Dublin in Mayo.
And presumably as well, there can be very few world leaders as well briefed on the economic situation in Ireland as Mark Carney, given that he had the Irish citizenship and was governor of the Bank of England and would have been obviously very involved in the issues pertaining to trade with the EU and with us.
Massively, and very involved when it came to the bailout and everything that fell out from that. And indeed, I think Michael Noonan credited him with fighting Ireland's corner when some very difficult discussions were ongoing with the UK and money that we received from them during those years of austerity. Like, he had a Irish passport for more than 30 years, as you mentioned, has kind of gone about a process of shedding his Irish and British citizenship, saying that he's now Prime Minister of Canada, he should just have one. That's his sort of a political decision. But if you think that because of him, a map of Auchnagar in Mayo hung in the office of the governor of the Central Bank of England and now sits on the desk of the Prime Minister of Canada, it's kind of remarkable. Like, his roots go back a long way. Two of his grandparents from Mayo, one from Cavan, and it was joked by a previous Irish ambassador to Canada that he must have got his banking skills from the Cavan side of the family. So he certainly is well versed in Irish history.
Sean, thank you very much. And obviously, apologies to everybody in and the entire county of Cavan for any suggestion implicit therein. Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.